Welcome to the Natural Selection Podcast.
Welcome to the Natural Selection Podcast, the conservation podcast run by University of Exeter students, where you can keep up to date with the latest conservation research, not only happening within the university, but all around the globe. We will be picking apart the brains of specialists on the most pressing issues facing biodiversity, as well as getting out in the field of those all important practitioners. Now, today's episode is all about getting to know us, the team of Biosciences Master's students who will be running this podcast for the year 2020 to 2021, as well as getting you hyped for some of the exciting content that will be coming your way over the next year. So to start with, my name is Hayley, and I'm going to be asking the rest of the team a few insightful questions about their personal experiences within wildlife conservation so far. So first off, Amelia, what has been your scariest experience in the field?
Hi everyone, I'm Amelia, and my scariest experience working in conservation has to be when I was carrying out fieldwork at a safari park in South Africa, and I bumped into a fully grown elephant which had broken into the lodge and was eating some trees right outside my room. I was completely frozen until a ranger had to come and get me to back away very slowly so I didn't scare it. Now we're going to go to Francesca. Francesca, what is your favourite animal in Cornwall?
I'd say my favourite animal in Cornwall would have to be the common octopus. They're just super cool. I haven't seen one yet, but I would love to see one when I go diving. They're super cool because like they have the same molecules that they have in their eyes on their whole body. So basically they can see with their whole body, which is super, super cool. And Daihan, what is your favourite animal joke?
Hi, I'm Daihan, studying conservation and biodiversity. And here's my favourite joke. Question, why are frogs always so happy? Answer, they ate whatever bugs them. Hope it can brighten your day a little bit. And here is the next question to Kate. If you could travel to one country, where would you go?
That's such a broad question, but I think if I could pick one country out of all the options there, I'd go for Australia, just because of its amazing biodiversity. In particular, I'd love to see the flatback turtle there. So, Jimmy, what's your biggest achievement so far in conservation?
Hi, I'm Jimmy. I'm not really sure if this counts as conservation, but in 2018, I pressured my university at the time to commit to divest from all fossil fuels, which somehow they agreed to do through petitions and protests and things like that. So that is another route with conservation that we can go down to try and bring change about. Now, I want to ask Ellie, what is the most unusual animal that you've seen?
Hi, yeah. So the most unusual animal that I've seen was actually a golden lion tamarin when I was in Brazil. So we were lucky enough to be looking at how like fragmented forests affect the tamarin populations. And we were able to see a whole group of them whilst we were there. And what amazed me about them was how small they are. Like, they looked like they weren't much larger than a human hand. And they had such large manes of orange fur. Like, it was just so amazing to see. And so now we'll go to Rachel. So, Rachel, what's your best animal interaction?
Hi. So I was actually doing a bit of travelling around Australia. And I was on the island of Tasmania. And I went on an excursion specifically looking for this animal because, like, you know how they offer, you know, that you can see certain animals. Anyway, when I arrived, I asked, like, the ranger how likely it was that I would see it. And she said that they haven't seen it in, like, 2 years. So anyway, I was on the walk and I decided to go, like, on a different path. And then I just caught, like, in my eye, a platypus. So I was really excited because I really liked Perry the platypus from Phineas and Ferb. So I was pretty excited to see it. And now I'm going to ask Caroline, which animal would you most like to have an interaction with whilst diving?
Hi, I'm Caroline, and like Francesca, I'm also obsessed with octopus. So I think my ideal dive situation would be to find a friendly octopus, become best friends, maybe lovers, who knows, and then dive down and see them every other day. Who is your favourite nature writer?
So I love Peter Verleeven's books. He has The Hidden Life of Trees, Secret Network of Nature, and The Inner Life of Animals. And he's basically like a German forester who just collects all like research and makes it way more readable for kind of anyone. And it's like he personifies the trees, he compares them to animals, talks about their families and how they look after their children and their friends, and some really cool insights into like ecosystems. And I just love them and they're really good. All right, Rob, what is rocking your world this month?
Hi, I'm Rob. So the thing that's rocking my world this month is cute, it's fluffy, it's increasing in the southwest of Britain in particular, but nationwide, and it's returning after 400 years. So making a big splash, it is the beaver. Now, back to Hayley. Hayley, what's your most interesting animal fact?
Okay, that's a hard one, but I'm going to go with the praying mantis, as they're so hardcore. So they have five eyes. They've got one ear on their stomach and are the only invertebrate to see in 3D. So how do we know this? Because a bunch of scientists got together, put some teeny tiny 3D glasses onto some teeny tiny mantis faces and studied their depth perception by recording when they reached out to try and catch the visual prey items. So pretty cool. And that brings us to the end of our first podcast. Make sure you tune in for our next podcast, where we will be bringing you some of the hottest and most uplifting conservation news. And of course, to keep up to date, make sure you are following us on our social media platforms. So we've got Twitter at NatSelectionPod. We've got our Instagram, NaturalSelection_podcast. Our website, NaturalSelectionPodcast.weebly.com. You can also find our email in there if you want to get in touch. So thank you for tuning in and catch you next time.